Blog Talk Radio.
The Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Praise his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Hallelujah. There are many benefits attached if you are a child of God. We just need to access and tap into what God has made available through grace, through mercy, through his unshakable love for us as his children. God always makes a way out of no way. And that's why we got to put our trust in him. We got to put our faith in God, and we have to believe in his word, because it shall not come back void, but it will accomplish that for which he purposed it to do. I thank God for you tonight. I am Pastor Anthony Simmons. Pastor Rebecca Simmons, my wife, is here with me, the New Creation Christian Ministries Church family. And we thank God for each and every caller on tonight, that you understand prayer is a privilege, prayer is powerful, prayer is effective, and prayer is, hallelujah, is mandatory in what God called us to do in this hour. Men ought always to pray. So we can't get tired of praying. We can't get frustrated thinking that prayers are not powerful and effective, because we know, those of you who call this prayer line on a regular weekly basis, we have seen the power of prayer working in our family lives, working in our personal lives, and working, glory be to God, even in our communities in which we reside. Hallelujah. And that's what led me to the scripture I would like to read tonight. The Beatitudes, the Sermon on the Mount, is just part of what Jesus was speaking, his first word, and they never heard teaching and preaching like he introduced as he began to share the word of God with the people of God for the first time, and he began to teach unlike anything ever taught before. But in Matthew chapter 7, verse number 24, Jesus is speaking. He says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it has its foundation on the rock. But everyone," he said everyone, "but everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." When you and I continue through the power of prayer, continue to build our marriages, build our ministries, build our lives, build our families, build our careers, whatever it is we are attempting to build in this lifetime, if we put God first, if we apply his word and put it into practice in our lives, if we believe the word of God and walk by faith and not by sight, we would be that house built on the rock. Because how many of you know you can look around your family, you can look around your neighborhood, you can talk to your coworkers, you can talk to those who you love and friends. There are many people who can relate to what Jesus said here. Storms are coming, storms will come, and storms will pass. And when they beat against our house, when those storms try to blow us out of position, when those storms try to destroy us, if we know that we have been faithful in building our things on the word and the rock of God, we can escape the storms. We cannot be exempt from the troubles of this world. It looks like so many are going through so much, but he says to you and I tonight, and as we pray and believe the word, the storms will come, but we will remain. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Sometimes it looks like, I mean, it's just one thing after another, after another, after another, and it seems like it won't let up. Sometimes it's just a storm and it's going to pass by, and then sometimes it just lasts. But God says, regardless of the length of the storm, if we build it on the foundation of his word, which is the rock, the blood of Jesus Christ, that foundation, it will stand. And that's why we pray tonight. Because I was that fool that he's referring to in this scripture. I was the one that began to build my life and my marriage and what I thought was a career on my own merit, on what I thought was right, on my experience, on what I knew to be the right way. And I can't tell you how many things fell. I can't tell you and express to you how many things in my life crumbled. I can't begin to share with you how many things failed. But being a believer, beginning to put my faith in the word of God, I see longevity in so many areas of my life. I see the principles of the word of God being manifested and demonstrated. Even when I'm walking through now, I'm believing this word. Oh, glory be to God. Because no weapon will prosper against you or me, because we come to pray. We come to believe God. We come to pray for one another so that we will continue to build on this foundation of Jesus Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, God, because the devil is coming in like a flood. He's attacking our physical bodies. He's attacking our finances. He's attacking our families. He's attacking our future. But Lord, you said if we put it on the foundation of your word, it will remain. So many are crumbling. You said in the Psalm 91, 1,000 will fall at our side, and 10,000 will fall at our right hand, but it will not come near our dwelling. We believe your word on tonight, Lord. He said only with our eyes we'll see people failing. We'll see people losing. We'll see people being defeated. And it doesn't mean that we're going to have this blissful, joyful life. It doesn't mean that we're going to escape pain and sometimes trouble and suffering times. But it do mean that we'll remain, and when good times come around again, we'll be here to partake of it in the name of Jesus. So I pray for my brother and my sister in Christ tonight. I pray that you give them strength when they see that things are falling and they see that things are failing. I pray that you give them strength when they get a bad doctor's report or a bad diagnosis, when they don't have the stamina and the strength and the vitality that they once had, when they don't have the energy and the zeal and the passion that they once operated in. Right now, I pray for restoration over every life. Right now, God, renew their strength like the child, and the glory be to God, man and woman of God that you call them to be. It doesn't matter what age or what stage in life they're in. Right now, I pray for supernatural impartation over your people right now. Let us be the Moses of the day. It said he did not need eyeglasses. He did not need contact lenses. It said Moses had impeccable health. It said he was 120 years old, and Moses, his strength did not fade. His eyes did not grow weary. And we can be healthy, and we can be wise, and we can be strengthful, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we have not because we ask not. Right now, I speak healing over every life on this prayer line or tonight. In the name of Jesus, we cast out arthritis. We come against every kind of sickness and disease, migraine, headaches, chronic and clinical diseases. In the name of Jesus, we come against, Lord, anything that's trying to come against the bodies and the temples of the people of the living God. We bind up sickness and disease and infirmity of any kind right now. In the name of Jesus, no more pain, no more torment, no more affliction. In the name of Jesus, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost on tonight. Oh, the devil's on the run. You want to pray and just lay hands on yourself as I'm praying for you, as I'm lifting you up and putting you before the throne of grace. I'm going to lay hands on myself because, oh, hallelujah, I'm in the need of healing, and God has already healed me, and God has already delivered you in the name of Jesus. So I pray, Lord, for every marriage represented on this prayer line. Your word says you hate divorce. Your word says what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. So we pray right now for every marriage, that you'll renew and rekindle the fires, that you'll re-strengthen, Lord, the husband and the wife union in the name of Jesus. Oh, that epidemic of divorce, we bind it up in the name of Jesus. Lord, help us right now. There's a storm. There is a windfall. There is a tarantula hurricane going through the land. But right now, we've built our lives on the word of God. Whether you're single or married, you will not crumble. You will not be defeated. You will not go under. Oh, you're going to the top and over the top. In the name of Jesus, I preach the word on Sunday. There is a king in you. I'm going to say it over this prayer line. There is a king in you. There is a queen in you. Mephibosheth was dropped by his housekeeper, by the one who was supposed to take care of him while his parents was away doing other things. And somebody dropped him, and he became a cripple in both feet. No fault of his own, but he still got to the king's table. Oh, glory be to God. I don't know how you're going to get to that place of prosperity. I don't know how God's going to get you to the penthouse. I don't know the route he's going to take you to climb that ladder of success. But however God wants to bless you, let him bless you. Let him be the one to turn your life around. Let God be the one to shower you with blessings in the name of Jesus. Eye has not seen, ear has not heard, nor has it entered into your heart what God has prepared for you because you love him. So don't, I feel this thing so strongly. Don't go by what you see right now. Mephibosheth went by what he saw. He saw himself as a dead dog, the scripture says. He saw himself as a defeated person. He saw himself as a failure. Let it not be said of us in the name of Jesus. So I pray right now, Lord, help our perspective. Help us in the name of Jesus, how we see our situation. Help us right now, Lord, with our perspective, with how we see the situation that we're in right now. Because according to your word, you wouldn't have allowed it if we couldn't have handled it. Oh, in the name of Jesus. He said, this is just for a temporary moment. It does not compare to the blessings that God will give us. After this, there will be glory. All right now, build yourself up. We've been talking about it all month, all year. Go without wavering. Keep your profession of faith. I was talking to someone today, and he said, God is good. Because I said to him last week, God is too good for me to complain about anything. And I told my manager that, and he repeated that thing back to me. He said, Tony, you know what you told me? God is too good to me to complain. Now he got pain in his leg. Sometimes he got to pull the car over and rub and lay hands on himself. But right now, he refused to complain in the name of Jesus. And you ought to find something to praise God about. You ought to find something in your life that's good. After all, he woke you up this morning. He put a roof over your head last night. He allowed you and I to enjoy another day. And it's hot here in New Jersey. We're in the middle of a heat wave, 90-plus degree weather. But glory be to God. I praise him for the ice water that I had that I took to work. I praise him for the Gatorade and the Powerade that I had to drink. Oh, hallelujah. We can always find something to God to praise him about. So I pray right now, Lord, that we find a praise in everything that we do. We find a praise, Lord, in everything that we experience. In the name of Jesus. So I speak faith. I speak greater is coming in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, bless your people tonight. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So, Lord, I say, have your way. Have your way in the name of Jesus. Thank God for every caller. Thank God for every listener. You know they stand in the need of. And right now, Lord, you said, how could two walk together unless they agree? There's power in agreement. And we touch and agree on this prayer line. We thank God for the unity. We thank God for the camaraderie. We thank God for the chemistry. We thank God for the synergy. We thank God in the name of Jesus that we are on one accord, believing you by faith that nothing is impossible with you. So we praise your name, and we glorify your name, and we magnify your name in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, have your way. Have your way in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We just bless you. We magnify you. We glorify you. God, there's none like you in all the earth. And we just say, have your way in the middle of your people. Your ways are higher than our ways. Your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And as the rain comes down and the snow comes down and gives water to the earth, then the bud, then the plant, then the seed, given to the sower. So we thank God, Lord, for every caller who is sowing seed of prayer tonight. We thank God for every listener who has found it not robbery to sow their time. And we know that the seed of prayer is going to produce a harvest in due season. We decree and declare it in the mighty name of Jesus. As we continue to pray, we believe you by faith. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We worship you, O Lord. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We exalt your name. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. We give you the glory. Hallelujah. The honor and the praise. You alone are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, O God. We worship you. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We exalt your name. We say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, God. You are worthy, God. You are Alpha and Omega, O God. You are the beginning and the end, O God. You are the first and the last. We thank you, Lord, that you know the beginning from the end, O God. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, O God. We bless your name. We worship you. We magnify your name. We exalt you, O God. You are worthy, God. Hallelujah. There is none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. If we had 10,000 tongues, we could not praise you enough. We could not worship you enough. We could not lift your name up enough, O God. Hallelujah. You alone are worthy. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We say hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. We shout hallelujah. We magnify your name. We will praise you anyway, God. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. We will praise you in spite of any circumstance, God. We will praise you, O God, in the middle of the storm. We will praise you, O God, while we're waiting, O God. Hallelujah. For you to show up and show out in the middle of our situation. We will praise you, O God. We trust you, God. Hallelujah. We don't walk by sight, God. We don't walk by sight. We walk by faith, O God. Hallelujah. We walk by faith, O God, trusting in you, O God, believing in your holy word, God. In the name of Jesus, we love you tonight, God. We won't complain, oh God. We won't grumble. We won't be like the Israelites. We won't murmur in the wilderness, oh God. But Lord, we thank you, Lord. We take every opportunity to praise you, oh God. We praise your name. We exalt you, oh God. Hallelujah. You're worthy, God. You're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy. You alone are worthy. There's not like you, Lord. We magnify your name. We glorify your name. We exalt you, oh God. Hallelujah. We worship you, oh God. We reverence you, oh God. Hallelujah. We bow down before you, God. Hallelujah. We humble ourselves before you. We submit ourselves to you, oh God. And we say, have your way on this prayer line, God. Have your way in our lives, God. Have your way in our homes. Have your way with our children, oh Lord. Have your way in our families, God. Have your way in our marriages, God. Have your way in our finances, oh God. Lord, not our will, but let your will be done, oh God. Even the cup of suffering, oh God. As Master Anthony said, you will never put on us any more than we can handle, oh God. If you brought it to us, if you brought us to it, oh God, if you allow us to go through it, oh God, then surely we can handle it, oh God. And Lord, we don't despise sufferings, oh God. We share in the fellowship of your sufferings. We share in the fellowship of the sufferings of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. And we share in the power of his resurrection in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you. We know, Father God, hallelujah, that what we're going through on this earth realm, oh God, is temporal, oh God. But there is an eternal reward in heaven, oh God. There is an eternal reward being released to us, oh God. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, we live to worship you, oh God. Lord, we live to worship you. We live to worship you. You alone, we don't worship our circumstances. We don't worship prosperity. We don't worship money. And we don't worship our homes and our children, oh God. We don't worship even our spouses or our jobs, God. We don't worship our ministries or, Father God, or even our leaders, but God, we worship you, oh God. We put nothing in your place, God. We put no one on your throne, oh Lord. We worship you, oh God. Here we are to worship, God. Here we are to bow down. Here we are to say that you are our God. You are altogether worthy, altogether lovely, altogether wonderful to us, oh God. And Lord, we worship you on tonight, God. We praise your name. We magnify your name. We exalt your name, oh God. Lord, so we just thank you for this time of prayer. We thank you for every person who is assembled here on tonight, God. We bind up the hands of Satan. We bind up Satan and all of his demons on assignment against your people. We declare that no weapon formed against your people can prosper in the name of Jesus. We take authority of this atmosphere. We take authority of every atmosphere that is represented on this prayer line on tonight. We take kingdom, kingdom, kingdom. Kingdom dominion, kingdom dominion over our homes, kingdom dominion over our families. We take kingdom dominion over everything that pertains to life and godliness in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that Satan is defeated and we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. So we walk in the full authority, the full exousia of the word. And we open our mouth and we declare victory on tonight. And we declare that every witch on assignment, every demon on assignment, every devil on assignment has to be cast down. And we declare victory right now. And we cleanse and purge out, Father God, anything that is not like you. We bind up Satan. We bind up and root out the devil. We bind up and root out witchcraft. We bind out and root out rebellion. We bind up and root out confusion, knowing that confusion is of the devil. And we bind it up. We bind it up in the name of Jesus. And I speak into every atmosphere that's on this prayer line. And I bind up anything that's not like God. And I release God's power. I release his authority. I release his presence, his anointing. I release this peace in the name of Jesus. I said, as Jesus said when he was on the ship and the disciples thought they were going under, he looked at the waves and the sea, and he spoke to the waves and the wind, and he said, peace be still. And I speak to every situation that is rocky, every situation that is stormy on tonight, and I say, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Lord, hallelujah. We glorify your name. Peace be still over every stormy situation. Peace be still in the name of Jesus. And we speak victory in the atmosphere. We are more than conquerors. No wonder something in us can prosper. We challenge every wagon tongue. We speak healing in the atmosphere. We speak breakthrough in the atmosphere. We speak power in the atmosphere. We speak grace and favor in the atmosphere. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Healing from every sickness, from every disease, from every plague in the atmosphere. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. That no weapon, nothing that's not like you can reside in our homes, our minds, our bodies, or our spirits. And we purge ourselves on tonight. And we thank you, Lord, for total deliverance on tonight. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we pray for New Creation Christian Ministries. We pray for every family, oh God, as we've already come to them in prayer this morning, but we pray with this intercessory prayer team on today. We pray with the church, the global church, for the local church, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we pray for the global church and the local church. We pray for the prayer line. We pray for the church at 1482 Maple Avenue. We pray for the congregation that meets every Sunday. We pray for those of us who meet every Tuesday. We pray for those who meet on Thursday. In the name of Jesus, the most excellent way, we pray for our Bible study, and we pray blessings over the woman to woman with Pastor Rebecca. And we pray blessings, oh glory, hallelujah, over every YouTube video for NCCM, the Kingdom Church. We pray blessings, oh God, that souls will be saved, that lives will be changed, that disciples will be created, hallelujah, that worshipers will be, hallelujah, burst forth in the name of Jesus, that the sowers are coming and the laborers are coming, God. We pray, Father God, for maturity in the faith, that each and every one of us will come to the fullness of everything that you have created us to be and do. Nothing missing, nothing lacking, nothing broken in the name of Jesus, nothing suffering in the name of Jesus. So Lord, touch each and every person, oh God, that's connected to us, oh God, that's connected to the church, that's connected to Pastor Anthony and myself, that's connected to this prayer line. Touch each and every person, God, in the name of Jesus. And I speak increase. I speak increase over your life right now. In the name of Jesus, every area of lack, Lord, we ask that you dry up lack, that you dry up poverty, that you dry up sickness, that you dry up every plague, that you dry up, oh glory, hallelujah, insecurity and low self-esteem. Dry it up and cast out fear and cast out doubt, cast out low self-esteem, cast out the spirit of rejection and the spirit of rebellion. Cast out the Absalom and Jezebel spirit. And Lord, we thank you for bringing order to your church, bringing order to this prayer line, and continuing to keep order right now, God. We thank you that this prayer line is blessed, and that New Creation Christian Ministries is blessed, God. And we ask, Father God, that you continue to keep, Father God, the order. Keep us as our blessed people. Keep the unity. We bind up the spirit of discord and division. And Lord, we just thank you. We pray for the America, United States of America, God. We pray for our president, God. We thank you, Lord, for the White House. We pray for every person in authority, oh God. We pray for wisdom, Lord. And we thank you in advance for what you're doing, God. We pray for racial harmony, God. We pray for God against police injustice, oh God. We pray, Father God, against crimes within our cities where we're hurting each other, oh Lord. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God. And we pray for revival, God. We pray for revival. That revival will hit this prayer line. That revival will hit the church, New Creation Christian Ministry. That revival will hit every church that's opening your name. And Lord, we just thank you that revival will hit our homes. That revival will hit, Father God, the street corners, oh God, that tent revivals will take place, oh God, that souls will be saved, God. We snatch them out. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, and we worship you, oh God. We magnify your name. So, Lord, continue to have your way. Have your way on this prayer line. Have your way, God. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. We give this prayer line to you. Bless every person that will come to pray. Every person will come to give a praise report. Bless each person that will come to minister a song or word. Bless each person, oh God. Hallelujah. That stands by and listens, oh God. Bless each and every one of us, God. Bless the person that will come and ask for prayer, God. And Lord, we just thank you. We pray. You bless that person that's listening through the archives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you. We worship you. We magnify your name. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. To God be all the glory. Pastor, I feel the Holy Ghost so powerfully on this prayer line. And the wonderful thing about prayer, it supersedes where we are.
Yeah.
Everyone on the prayer line, we thank God. We thank God for everyone on the prayer line. But this goes beyond us. This goes to our children. This goes to our spouses. Yeah. This goes to those who we love.
Yeah.
And that's why we pray, because this goes beyond us. And that's the thing about prayer, it reaches. It just goes and extends beyond what we can possibly do. That's why we raise up our children. That's why we cover one another in prayer, because we know that there is power in prayer. And we're going to open up the phone line, because I just see prayer working in my life personally. I got a praise report. As I went to the doctor on Thursday, God is just moving so mightily, and I know the prayers of the righteous are availing much.
Yes.
The prayers of the righteous are availing much.
Hallelujah.
And as I see just a manifestation of God doing a supernatural work, not just in my life, but in your life as well, I just believe God.
Amen.
Jesus was talking to his disciples in Mark chapter 11, verse 22. He says, have faith in God. That's such a powerful statement. That is such a powerful statement. So as we take these calls, as we open up the phone lines, have faith in God. Guys, let's take this first caller, and we're just going to flow tonight. To God be the glory. I know, we're going to take this first call in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. Coming from the area code of 67678. God bless you tonight.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas grace that taught my heart to fear and raise my fears, relieve. How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come. 'Tis grace hath brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. I want to thank God for his grace upon my life, his grace upon my friends and my family life and all those that I love, for those on the prayer line. I want to give thanks to God for loving me, for seeing me through my ups and downs, and for leading the way for me. And I've always said, and I'm going to keep saying it, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, you know how far I've come. I feel so blessed. I feel so blessed. There's nothing but else that I could do and give thanks to God because he is the one that's taken me this far. And I know that he will continue to open doors for me. I have so much faith and belief in what he could do and what he will do. And if he has done it for me, he could do it for anyone and everybody. And I thank him. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you for healing my body, even though I'm still in pain, but I don't have that pain I used to have. It's not as bad as it used to be. And I know that on this prayer line, so many prayers have been answered. And I know that my prayers have been answered, and they shall be answered, forever. And thank you, Jesus. I do want to ask for prayer over my son. He's was left without a job not too long ago, but I know that he will find a job, and he knows that he will find a job too, and I know that God would see him through everything because he has seen me through it. So thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your love. I love you, Jesus. Thank you.
Amen. To God be the glory. And it's just so befitting as you sang Amazing Grace.
Yes.
How sweet the sound. And,
yes.
You know, my story is that I was not always saved, and that saved a wretch like me. Sometimes I share with our church some of the things that I've been through in my unsaved days. And I see God's amazing grace. And as
I
you said, it's just so amazing. You said, my faith is strong, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca, and everybody on the prayer line. We that's why this prayer line is so powerful. When you said, my faith is strong, I believe this word, I believe God's going to totally heal me, although sometimes there's sometimes pain, but he gives me the grace to even overcome that.
Yes,
and that's what this faith walk is all about. It's not going to be perfect. Jesus is the only perfect one. But that amazing grace, like you said, it gives us the room that we need, the mercy that we need, and the space that we need to be victorious in this life. So, Father, I thank you for her testimony. I thank you that she's declaring the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for her. I thank you, Lord, that she has reminded all of us that she has come a mighty long way, and she knows, God, that there are more blessings that are stored up for her. So, Lord, your amazing grace is still reaching down to Sister Maria, even going to fall down on her son as he looks for employment, as he looks for a job that will pay him well and have good benefits, a job that he can grow on and Father God, excel in. And, Father God, just climb that corporate ladder. We thank you that you will give him favor in the marketplace, give him favor with those who are higher, and allow his resume or his application to be approved, Lord, as he sits down on the interview. Give him confidence, Lord, in the name of
Jesus.
And so continue to encourage his mother, as she covers her son, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know that you're going to open a door that no man can shut.
Yes,
you're going to keep giving Sister Maria opportunities to make
thank
more
you,
money
Lord.
And to even give her the kind of lifestyle that she wants, God. In the name of Jesus. So we're still believing you that she can live pain free, that she can be free of pain and free of affliction. We still believe your word. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. The word says, let God be true, and let every man be made a liar. So right now, Lord, we speak increased faith over her life. We speak blessings over her. We decree and declare that you'll never put on her more than what she can bear. So, Lord, I thank you that she's drawing nearer to you, God. She has a closer walk with you and what the devil meant for evil every time you turned it around for her good. And you're going to keep making the devil out of a fool in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, God, that Sister Maria loves you with all of her heart. That she always has a song for herself and this prayer line.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So Lord,
hallelujah.
Continue to just bless
hallelujah,
her.
Jesus.
Continue to shower her with your love, and continue to give her the strength that she needs on a on a daily basis.
Yes.
Sometimes we get so ahead of ourselves, but I speak right now. He'll give you just like the Lord's prayer. He's going to give you everything you need daily in the name
thank
of Jesus.
Yes,
and that
hallelujah.
Is the fight.
Hallelujah.
That is sufficient enough. And go, gloss of the Holy Ghost. Because you receive what God has said, that he's going to give you daily provision and daily strength.
Yes.
So our glory be to God. Glory be to God.
Jesus, glory be to
Lord,
God.
Lord, continue to bless her. And continue to bless her daily in Jesus' name.
Lord. In Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a blessing. What a blessing.
God bless you both. God continue
amen.
To bless
God bless you.
Family.
Love
thank
you.
You.
Amen.
Love you so much.
She is a blessing.
Yes.
Amazing grace. You know, that song is like ageless. It's for our generation. It was for generations to come. And it's going to be for future generations because his grace is amazing. We're taking another caller because his grace is amazing. Yes, we're going to take this next caller. And if you have a prayer request or praise report or a prayer concern, you're in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Press 1 on your phone and we will put you on the air.
Yeah.
But right now, we have area code 270.
Yeah.
270. God bless you tonight.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, we come together again by the power of prayer and by that spirit to pray. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I say bless each and every individual on this prayer line. Continue to bless your chosen ones, Father, at New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. I thank you for the true and living word of God being released tonight from the book of Matthew, the 7th and the 24th chapter. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to know the true way which leads to life is based on an eternal transformation, not on external deeds. And I know, Father, you have commissioned us to believe and know, be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And the way our mind is renewed is by the powerful word that you've allowed to be released tonight and the power gift of the Holy Ghost that communes for us back to you who sent him, Father. And at this time, Father, I want to thank you for each and every individual on this line. And I want to thank you, Father, for speaking to your people, Father. Thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to allow us to receive from the ears of our heart what the true and living word of God holds for your people, Father. And as I sit here and meditate on that word that was brought forth, as you spoke to your disciples, Father, about being the foundation, everything that we do should be based on Jesus Christ. As you told Peter, I build my church upon this rock, and ain't nothing from the gates of hell that will prevail against it. The rock is you, Father. You are the rock of salvation, Father. And as I sit here, Father, I meditate on your awesome power, and I meditate and praise you for your goodness, your unmerited favor, which is your grace that you give us each and every day. Grace for the race, Father. And I thank you for the book of Isaiah 45:2. As you say, I will go before thee and make these crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in thunder the bars of iron. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to know with each and every day we spend in your embrace, the iron cages that life has built around us begin to crumble. No cage can hold us. No iron bars can keep you from reaching us. You are not limited by matter, space, time, or emotional walls. The reach of your embrace encompasses the universe. You will hold every created thing in the hollow of your hand. Your grip is sure. Your reach eternal and your power unlimited. It's time to relax and stop our business. Let you refresh us from the wars we have fought. Let you replenish us your natural and spiritual resources. Let you carry us to the mountaintop and show us your future with you. I know, Father, you will see no cages, no prisons, or no jails, no slippery slopes, invisible traps, and no dangerous predators waiting in the shadows. You will not see ominous clouds hanging over us. What cages that built to hold us in our now broken? They are now broken. What limitations you had around ourselves are gone. Mount upon my words, which is you. Use my promises like wings and fly out of the valleys and the shadows. Go discovering, Father. You have commissioned us to know, to have faith in you, the creator, the ruler, the triumphant one, the one that rules and reigns in each and every situation in our lives, Father. Whatever cage the enemy considered itself to encage us in, they are broken, Father. Like your pastor, your child just spoke from the book of Psalms, the 91st chapter, Father. We know, Father, you will rebuke the devourer, Father, and all of those hidden snares, all of those traps of the enemy are destroyed, Father, because you know you have allowed us to receive and know you are as our place of refuge, Father. You are our healer, Father. You are our deliverer, Father. We know you as provident, Father. Whatever we stand in need of, Father, you bless from the supernatural, Father. We rejoice and praise you for who you are. We're not walking from the corner, Father. We're walking on the spiritual eye that you have opened because of the Holy Ghost that roots and reigns in us, Father. We're not walking by sight. We're walking by faith, Father. And we know your word has allowed us to know it is impossible to please you without having faith, Father. We're not just hearers of this word, Father. We're doers of the same word, which is you, Father, that has all power, Father. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to receive you in your word. Each and every time it is released on Tuesday night and any other day or night, you release your word with power because you are God that has all power. On that third day, you weren't raised with some power, but with all power in your hands. And we got the victory in the name of Jesus because of the bloodshed of the Lamb of life that covers each and every one of us from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Continue to purify us, Father, by your grace, Father, your unmerited favor, Father. Continue to give us grace for this race, Father. We're not worrying about health issues. We're not worrying about financial issues because you are supernatural. You serve, oh Jesus, you supply from the supernatural realm, Father, and we thank you for being Jehovah Jireh. We thank you for being Alpha and Omega. You are the author and the finisher of our faith, and at this time, Father, we going to continue to rejoice and praise you for who you are and what you are already prepared for your people. You've already commissioned us to know. You go before and clear the way. You make the crooked places straight, Father. And at this time, Father, I want to exalt and magnify your holy name because you are worthy to be honored and glorified. We praise you, Father. We give you the highest praise of hallelujah, Father. We worship you, Father. And at that, Father, I ask of you to continue to allow your chosen ones at New Creation Christian Ministry. Continue to allow their life to be worship to you, Father. Continue to allow their marriage to be glorification to you, Father. Continue to choose to use them at each and every turn in this dark places of the earth, Father. Continue to present your gospel through them as you do, Father. Continue to present your marvelous light in them and through them as you do, Father. And at this time, Father, I want to thank you for being who you are in them and on this prayer line. Thank you for the powerful anointing that is here each and every Tuesday night. Continue to order their step in your word. Continue to allow your word to be a lamp for their feet and a light to their path. And continue to bless them mightily, Father. And at this time, we rejoice as we receive you, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, and God be the glory. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord is here. I sense him in the atmosphere. Oh, glory be to God. What powerful words coming from you, my brother, in the name of Jesus. You said bars of iron, gates of iron can't hold the people of God. And it's amazing, what a powerful word, that some of us was in bondage. We was in prison. Whatever that spirit was that had us bound, it could not hold us, because God gave us, hallelujah, beauty for ashes. He gave us the garment of praise for that heaviness that some of us used to wear. And he gave us joy for that spirit of sadness. So you said nothing can hold the people of God, and I concur. I totally agree with that word. You said so much, and I thank God. The main thing with that foundation that we are building our lives on, this is not an easy walk, but Lord, I thank you even as minister, Brother Jamal has spoke that word, that everyone on this prayer line has been reminded that we build our foundation on the rock of Jesus Christ. We are Christians called by his name. We are believers. We are decreed people of faith. And right now, Lord, that foundation, the gates of hell shall not prevail. We are the ecclesia, the called out ones. And right now, nothing can separate us from the love of God. So I thank you for his word. I thank you for his encouragement to me and my wife and our local church family here in Hillside, New Jersey. So Lord, continue to raise him up. Whatever he's connected to geographically, where he is, continue to give him opportunities, Lord, to share the kind of fire that we experience on Tuesday night through this man of God. He has power. He has authority. He has might, Lord, that only you can give a man in the earth realm. It's called the anointing, and that anointing will destroy yokes. So many are in bondage. So allow him to be used, Lord, to pray over his family, to pray over his loved ones, to pray over those he come into contact with and encounter on a daily basis. So, Lord, give him the desires of his heart. Use him in a mighty way and continue to raise him up for a time such as this in the name of Jesus. So, oh, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. You got our blood stirred up over here in New Jersey. But it's something about the power of God and the power of prayer and agreement. Hallelujah. Isaiah 45, verse, I'm going to read that scripture tonight. Glory be to God. Because it's something about the power of the word of God. And so continue to let him use you, man of God, and continue to be that light and that salt that the world so desperately needs. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God Almighty. Hallelujah to your holy name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just hear the Lord saying, just keep going. Just keep going. I see you traveling down the road. I see you traveling down the road, and it seems like a lonely road, and traveling down this road. And I just hear the Lord say, just keep going. But you got your work boots on. You suited up. You're ready for late. You're ready for duty. Ready for duty. God says, just keep going. He says he's bringing you to your divine destination. The Lord says, just keep going. I am bringing you to your divine destination. So I see that road that you're on, the Lord sees. He says, I know the way that you take. Well, I just heard those words pass, and I had to release them, because the anointing is just so strong on your life, man of God. The anointing is so strong on your life. And it seems like God had to take you almost across the world for somebody to recognize who he had called you to be. But God says, just keep going, because he's going to bring you. He is bringing you to your divine destination. It shall manifest. It shall manifest. It shall manifest. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. To God be the glory. Just keep going. I believe he received those words. And the race is not given to the swift, nor to the strong, nor to the wise, but he who endures.
Yes.
And that's why that's a powerful foundation scripture,
yes.
The Sermon on the Mount, when he says, the wise and foolish builder.
Yes.
If we last, and we will, the blessings of the Lord are yea and amen for us. So we're going to take another caller. But, Pastor, I just feel the Lord so strongly on this prayer line tonight. Because sometimes we can look at our children, we can look at our families,
yes.
we can look at even our own lives and see just a strange kind of warfare taking place.
Yes.
But God is able. I say God is able.
Jesus.
So whatever you and your family, whatever's happening, trust the Lord.
Yes.
Aaron, call 813-813. You're on the air tonight. God bless you.
God bless you. What a mighty God we serve. God is so good. I just thank the Lord for, once again, this opportunity with all the saints online, for knowing that I can call and unite myself to them, and that Lord answers prayers as we see each and every day. And we know that Satan is constantly attacking us, but we know that the victory is the Lord. But first of all, I want to tell you that I had a situation there about a week ago. So I had the three kids. I had Daniel and Ryan and Aaron, who is the oldest. He's 12 years old. I had them here, and they were spending the night. And their mother always, you know, she's the one that's been taking them to the synagogue. She's been taking Daniel and Ryan to the synagogue. And it's a little touchy because I don't want to say things that she'll come back at me later on. But I've been praying about it and praying about it. And when the children are here, you know, after they brush their teeth and take their baths to go to bed, we have prayer. And I told them they each had to tell me a story of the Bible. So they each did, and the one that Aaron, the 12-year-old, he turned around and he said, "Well, I'm not really going to tell you a story. Oh, well, I will tell you about how God cured the lepers." But then he went on and he said, "And there's something else I want to say." And Aaron knows nothing about Daniel and Ryan going to synagogue. So he said, he started reading John 3:16 to them, and he read John 3:16, and but then he went on and he read all the way to the 18th and the 19th. Whoever believes in him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe stands condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of God's one and only Son. So I praise God for that. Aaron witnessed the children. That was through the Lord, because the Holy Spirit was talking to Aaron. And Aaron doesn't know, like I said, that those children are going and being trained in Judaism, you know, because there's, you know, he doesn't know anything about that. So I didn't know how to say this to my grandchildren, although I always tell them, you know, when I pray, I say in the name of, you know, in Jesus' name we pray and all that. But, you know, it's a very delicate situation. And I don't want the children to be taken away from me because I've said something that offends their mother. So I need prayer, of course, for Roxanne. I know she loves God, you know, but I need her to come back to Jesus. That's basically it. Today she's suffering from some depression and anxiety. And she hasn't even called or anything, so I know what's going on. And I want you to, if you can pray for Rick, for Eddie is my son, you know, the one that has that partner that has he has cancer, and he's very burned out, and their partner is, you know, not doing well. They told him to go on hospice. And then, of course, for Mimi, because she needs to come back to the Lord, and realize that the only reason she has her business is flourishing is that God has put a blessing on that business, and she needs to take her children to church, and Mark needs salvation. So I took up all your time, but in the name of Jesus, I'm just believing that God is going to do a miracle, and I know that things will happen for the better.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. No, don't apologize for taking time, because that's why we're here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Amen.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. It did something with the sound here. So, but we're going to pray for you. And you said your daughter, did you want to pray for your daughter? And you said the gentleman's name was Mark?
Mark needs to realize that if it isn't for Jesus, for God, you know, he wouldn't even have a job. I mean, he needs to realize that he doesn't make himself. He's got I don't know, that attitude right now of I don't know if it's pride or what, but he needs to come back to God.
Amen, amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, right now we lift up Sister Miriam to you, God.
Yes.
We sing the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We thank God, Father God, for this grandmother who is the light and the salt of this world. Even her two generations after her has seen the Christ in her, the hope of glory. So, Lord, we bind up any kind of confusion as far as these young people are concerned. We thank God for John 3:16. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whomever shall believe in him shall never perish. So, Lord, even at a young tender age, they understand the grace of Almighty God who sent his only begotten son. So, Lord, even the daughter, Lord, hallelujah, we bind up depression. We bind up anxiety. Even the spirit that's trying to deceive her, Lord, bring her back to the Christian faith. Bring her back to the God that she knows, Lord, deep down in her heart. Get her back, Father God, through the throne of grace right now. We break off anything that's trying to deceive her, Lord, and trying to confuse her mind and come against her thoughts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You are the one and true God, and she knows that full well. So right now, we bind up that lying spirit, that lying spirit of the Antichrist, that lying spirit trying to speak to her mind, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, even though they may be manifesting, we thank you that you can turn any situation around. Even the one dealing with cancer and hospice, Lord. Oh, glory be to God.
Yes.
Hospice and cancer. If you, Lord, are a miracle-working God, and you can turn that situation around, even at the hospice stage, glory be to God. So we thank you, Lord, that you can heal, you can deliver, you can set free, God. You can do anything you want to do, God. So right now, we pray for a miracle. We pray for a miracle concerning that situation. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. That we don't have to worry about the spirit of offense. We don't have to worry about the walls trying to come up in our relationships, God, because you're in the midst of Miriam's house. You are the God that rules, Lord. You gave her those children. You gave her the grandchildren, Lord. And no weapon against this family will be able to prosper. It may look like people are getting off track. It may look like people have lost their way, but glory be to God. The whole family is going to be called by your name. The whole family, Lord, in the name of Jesus, will surrender to you, Jesus, and profess with their mouth, according to Romans 10:10. Hallelujah. And believe in their heart that Jesus is Lord. So, Lord, I thank you that you can do what this mother and this grandmother can't do. You can do what she cannot do. For her prayers, you hear her prayers, you hear her cries, you hear her concern. And God, I know you're going to bless this mother. Now, give her peace.
Thank you.
Give her peace, God, and give her joy unspeakable. even as she has to wait for the demonstration and the manifestation of seeing your hand working in her children and her grandchildren,
yes,
even
Lord.
Giving her patience, Lord, to wait on
yes.
you, God.
Thank you, God.
So, Lord, we
yes.
give her daughter to you. We give her son to you. We give her grandchildren
you.
To you, God. And
thank
we know, God, that all things are going to work together for Miriam's
amen.
Good. It's all going to work together for her good in the name of Jesus. So we say hallelujah anyhow. We say hallelujah anyhow.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we feel this prayer for her life. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that it is so, Father God, that you have spoken, Father God. You said that your word will never come back to you void, oh God. So, Lord, even as your word has already gone forth, oh God, and you have planted seeds of salvation in the hearts of Sister Miriam's children and grandchildren, God, we thank you, Lord, that your word will not come back to you void, but it will prosper, that it will accomplish that for which you have sent it, oh God. And you sent your word, Father God, so that we would be saved, oh God. So that we just thank you for total, Father God, manifestation of your word. We thank you, Lord, for Roxy and Mark and Cameron and Daniel and, Father God, for all of the children and grandchildren, God. We thank you for Sister Miriam, God. We thank you for the anointing that rests upon her life. We thank you for the anointing that rests in her house, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, Father God. We ask for signs and wonders, Father God. We ask for you to show yourself mighty to Roxy and Mark, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that they shall open their eyes and see, oh God, you for who you truly are. So, Lord, we take away the blindness, oh God. We take away the blindness and we speak to their minds, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that you have not given them any of the spirit, God, but you've given them a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind, oh God. And you've given them the wisdom of Christ, that Christ is the wisdom of God, and that they have the mind of Christ, even though they might be trying to turn away from it, even though the devil's trying to mislead them. We bind up the hand of Satan, and we release them to walk into the authenticity of who they are and who they are called to be. And we call them children of the Most High God. So, Lord, we just thank you. We call them blessed. We call them saved. We call them delivered. We call them Christian. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing in Sister Miriam's life. We thank you for what you're doing in the lives of her children and her grandchildren. And you said a child shall lead them, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for the children, oh God, and how you're going to use the children, oh God, to lead the parents, oh God, back to you. So, Lord, we bless your name and we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's doing it. He's going to do it. God said his word will not come back void. He's already spoken to the hearts of your children. They've heard the gospel. The seeds have been planted, and those seeds shall bring forth the harvest of salvation, the harvest of deliverance. So we declare it and we believe it and we stand in touch and agree with you that not one of your children will be snatched out of the hands of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Love on your grandchildren. Just love your grandchildren and put them in the Lord's hands. Keep praying for them and watch God work. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you so much.
We thank God for her. She is a blessing.
Yes.
And the Bible says God will bless those to the third and fourth generation of those who love him. And, you know, we got grandparents on the line tonight. We are grandparents. And we need to know that generations from us, God is going to bless our grandchildren and our children. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. I believe this is our final caller tonight, and we're going to take this last call. is coming from the area code 908, area code 908. God bless you tonight.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca. This is Lori. Praise God, everyone on the prayer line. Just thanking and praising God for another day. Just thanking God to be amongst the living one more time. Thanking and praising God for everything that he has done for me thus far. Praise God. Thanking God for you being servants of God, how he has put you before us. Praise God. Just asking for prayer for my neighbor, Miss Brown. Asking prayer for especially Isaiah and Ashley. Praise God. And just asking God to do some miraculous things in my life. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, daughter. Amen. To God be the glory. We love you, Jesus. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. We just can't stop worshiping you, God. We just magnify your name, Lord. We just thank you for what you're doing, Father God, in our lives. We thank you for what you're doing on this prayer line. Lord, we thank you for all who have come, Father God, and all who have prayed, Father God. And we exalt your name, God. We know that you get the glory. You get the honor. You get the praise. God, we are here, Father God, because of you. And without you, Father God, we realize that we can do nothing. We realize that we are nothing, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for giving us our existence, for giving us our value, oh God, for giving us our lives, God. So right now, Lord, we pray, Father God, for Mrs. Brown, God. We pray for Mrs. Brown, God. We thank you for your hands upon her life. We thank you for your blessings upon her life, God. We ask, Father God, that you will touch her, God. We ask, Father God, that you will refresh her, oh God. We ask that you will restore her, oh God. We ask, Father God, that you will comfort her. We ask that you will encourage her, oh God. Hallelujah. Renew her strength on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for your healing touch, Father God, over her body, Father God. From the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, oh God. We thank you and we praise you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life, God. We ask, Father God, for our Father God, a stirring of your spirit, Father God, of the precious Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. To be, Father God, revealed to her, oh God, in an even greater way, God. We thank you, Lord, that she knows you, God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your hand upon her life. We thank you that you have a great plan for her life, God. We thank you that you have a plan to prosper her and not to harm her. We thank you that you have a plan to give her a hope and a future. And Lord, we release manifestation of that plan, God. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings, oh God, that you have stored up for Mrs. Brown, God. And we ask right now, God, that you will bless her in her coming and bless her as she goes, oh God. Bless her as she sleeps. Give her sweet slumber, oh God. Give her sweet rest, oh God. I speak peace over her life right now in the name of Jesus. I speak peace over her children. I speak peace over her household in the name of Jesus. I declare that she is more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus, and no weapon that is formed against her can prosper in the name of Jesus. I declare that she is blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. So, Lord, continue to bless the woman of God. Continue to keep her in perfect peace. Continue to walk with her and talk with her. Continue, Father God, to put a hedge of protection around her, oh God. Meet every need. God says he's meeting every need. Hallelujah. Continue to meet every need, oh God. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for Mrs. Brown. We thank you for Sister Lori, God. We thank you for her life. We thank you for the fire, Father God, that's in her belly, God. We thank you, Father God, for stirring up the fire, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for divine release, Father God, hallelujah, presence and power over her life in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that she's walking our purpose, God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you for Sister Lori. We ask that you will continue to guide her, Father God. Be that lamp unto her feet. Let your word be that lamp unto her feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Show her the way to take. We, Lord, she's looking for wisdom, oh God, in certain situations, God. We ask for divine release of wisdom in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You said if anyone lacks wisdom, they should ask you, and you will give it to them. So, Lord, we thank you for wisdom for Sister Lori on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for peace in her household. We pray over her children, Elijah, Ashley, and Isaiah. In the name of Jesus, touch, touch, touch. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Touch them, God. Protect them, oh God. Give them wisdom. We pray over their minds. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. That you will give them the wisdom, that you will give them the mind to make the right decisions. Keep them from all harm and danger. We pray for our Penny, oh God, Yvonne. Lord, we just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For all of Sister Lori's children. My God, that her seed, I hear God saying, your seed is blessed because of your servitude to me, because of your love for me, because of your connection to me. God says, great is the peace of your children in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, for the household, oh God, continue to do a mighty work, do a miracle, God. Turn it around, God. Turn it around, God. Anything that's going wayward, God, anything that the devil has tried to get up into, Lord, we release it. We break every yoke. We destroy every yoke, and we release that household to you. And we just thank you, Lord, that you are God of the turnaround. We thank you that you are Jehovah Shandoh. I hear God say, I am God of the turnaround. I am in control. I am Jehovah Shandoh. I am Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. I am El Shaddai, church. God is speaking. He says, I am the all-sufficient one. So, Lord, we just thank you. We praise you that your arm is not too short. To get up in the middle of our situation. We thank you that your arm is not too short to get up and change things around, that your arm is not too short to steer our children in the right direction, that your arm is not too short to turn things in our favor. So, Lord, we thank you, we praise you for Sister Lori. We thank you for her children. We thank you for her neighbor. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for your favor upon their lives. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. What a blessing. Hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
I believe that was our final call tonight.
Yes, God bless you.
Love you both.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
We thank God. Amen. She is a blessing.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, we're going to go off. We thank God for Mother May Thomas. We lift her up in the name of Jesus. Sister Carmi Carlo, we thank God for these mothers, these grandmothers. Sister Rita Leek in the name of Jesus. Evangelist for being a leak. We thank God for every member of New Creation Christian Ministries Church, young and old alike. We thank God, Lord, for these women of God that call faithfully in the name of Jesus. Meet every need. Continue to bless them beyond measure. Glory be to God. Give them overflow. Give them increase. Give them abundance in every area of life. So we thank God for my mother, May Thomas, Sister Carmen and her marriage and her family. We thank God for Sister Rita Leek and so many others, Lord. If we forget to call the names, we thank God that we covered everyone in prayer. And even if we omitted something, God, that you are able through your grace to reach down from glory and touch each and every person. We lift up Aunt Laurel tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, right now we send your word to her, and we know, Lord, that you're a keeper. We know, Lord, that she's covered with the blood of Jesus. We know, Father, we pray right now for supernatural healing for Aunt Laurel in the name of Jesus. Lord, turn that situation around. We bind up sickness and disease. We bind up infirmity of every kind off of her life in the mighty name of Jesus. So right now we speak healing, we speak deliverance, and we speak restoration of that body in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we say, have your way, and we say, at law, you're already healed. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Pastor, you pick a song and something that would encourage us as we kind of come down from this mountaintop experience. It's nothing like an encouraging song and the word of the Lord to seal the deal. But we thank God for you. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. We'll be at our church on Thursday night, 7:30. It is a support group. And we thank God, amen, for all of those who come out to that support group for alcoholism and drug addiction. And there's so many other things that are discussed. And we just have been being met by the Holy Spirit every Thursday night at 7:30. And 12:30, our youth service was powerful on Sunday. We had a food fellowship immediately after. We had fun and food, and the young people worshiped God and ministered to God in their own way. They danced. They gave open, spoken, encouraging words to one another, and they just showed God their own way of how they went to worship God in their own experience. But we will be back at our church at 12:30 this Sunday. Hallelujah. Is it the first Sunday?
No.
Yes, it is.
Nothing.
To God be the glory.
I'm fine.
Hallelujah. Not really. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. To God be all the glory. We will be at New Creation 12:30 Sunday is our service start time, and it's going to be a powerful worship experience. Come out and join us, or if you know anyone in the New Jersey area, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey. Just send them over there, and they will not be disappointed. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. Good night, everyone.
And it seems there's no way out. I know the issue seems unchangeable, and that there's no reason to shout. But the impossible is God's chance to work a miracle. A miracle. So just know it ain't over until God says it's over. It ain't over until God says it's done. No, 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 it ain't over until God says it's over. Keep fighting until your victory.